USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Don't look for President Trump's signature anytime soon on the 5,600-page coronavirus bill pushed through both houses over the weekend.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers blindly approved the measure without enough time to read what was in it. Despite having the most COVID-19 deaths in America, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo congratulated himself this week.
Santa's going to be very good to me. I can tell. I worked hard this year.
New York Post writer Carol Markowitz on Fox.
There's really a lot of New Yorkers hurting. A lot of people died. A lot of people lost their businesses. People continue to lose their businesses because he's so bad at managing the state. And yet he celebrates himself, and it's really kind of gross.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Walmart pharmacies fueled the opiate crisis, so says the complaint.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2019, reported deaths from drug overdoses in the United States was 72,000, with opioids involved in more than two-thirds of that number. President Trump on Tuesday pardoned 15 people, including a 2016 campaign official, former government contractors. Representatives Duncan Hunter of California and Chris Collins of New York were also pardoned. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you think the coronavirus spending bill to help hurting Americans is a bad deal, you're not alone. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers had about 6 hours to study the 5,600-page proposal before voting on the measure. More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.